Romance is not dead. Dating apps are not your only options. The thousand-year-strong tradition of Persian love poetry is alive and well, and it will make your heart race. The theatre production Dori Dari, a poetic crash course in the language of love, is returning to Fairfield, PYT. Madi Muhammad is one of the show's creators and performers, and he joins us this morning to tell us all about it. Madi, how are you?
Hi there. Thank you. I'm good. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining us. Now, what's the difference between, let's say, Persian love poetry and just regular poetry?
There is so much different, because in Persian language, one of the most important things is that one couplet, like, you can use for anyone that you want. So you can be use it for your lover, for your father, for your mother, for your brother, for your sister. So it doesn't have any gender differences. So that's one of the most important thing about Persian poetry.
Oh, right. Okay. So it's for everyone. It's not specific to... Okay. Now, you had... The show was a sellout during Sydney Festival. Why do you think the audiences responded to it so well?
Well, we were thinking about how the audience going to respond about that, but we didn't know that it's going to be, sold out. And we were so happy about it, and the response was so good. Because, to be honest, it's a really important show, for Afghan people, for Australian people, and especially at this time that the Taliban invaded Afghanistan, I guess. So for Australian people, I think they need to show their support for this show and for Afghan refugees and Afghan people in this country. So I think it's a really important show, and that was so good response from Australian people to come to this show in Sydney Festival.
Yeah, I can imagine it's a very emotional time for you and the Afghan community here, and I can imagine it's then even more emotional when you're on stage. Have you felt that?
Yeah, definitely. And this is what we are doing this show for, because in Sydney Festival, Afghanistan was a free country still. Now that Taliban invaded Afghanistan, the show is all about our culture and history and how we survived through this war in Afghanistan, through 40 years war in Afghanistan. And at the moment now, so our country is in war and invaded. So we talk about, now there is Taliban in Afghanistan, but we still have hope in our beliefs, and we can go through this because we have survived. We have carried this culture, this language, this poetry through our heart. That's why we always survive, and we know how to carry it to the another generation. But we need your support to help us to keep this culture alive and to continue live with hope.
Yeah, and I love how you say, you carry it in your heart and you keep it alive in your hearts. I was wondering, do you still get nervous going on stage, even though you've done sellout shows before?
Well, of course. I think that's the best feeling in the world. I love about being a show. The first feeling that you want to walk to the stage, that kind of nervous that you are. And it's only for 2-3 minutes, but I love that feeling as an actor.
It makes you feel alive, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, well, the show is, I know there are still some tickets available. You've got the preview on tonight. It's opening night tomorrow night. It's at PYT out in Fairfield. Madi, thank you so much for joining us. It sounds like a really beautiful and moving production. Congratulations on the show. And we will put a link to the show notes so people can grab tickets if they want to get along.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.